Our sermon text for today comes from the book of Revelation. These are the last verses in the Bible. Revelation chapter 22, verses 12 through 21. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. I warn everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add to him the plagues described in this book. And if anyone takes words away from this book of prophecy, God will take away from him his share in the tree of life and in the holy city, which are described in this book. He who testifies to these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's people. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. This is our reasoning for existing as a church. There are a lot of things that we do. We do a lot of good things. We help other people out. We give to other people, we support missions, we do many, many good things, but the true purpose of the church is to prepare people for Jesus' coming again. That's what we're here for. That's our goal. If we do anything else, we're not really any different from any of the social groups that are out in our society. The Rotary, the Eagles, the Moose, the whoever there are. My favorite are the Odd Fellows. I think I should be a part of them. But they're all good groups. They do good things. But they're not the church. So if all the church is doing is good things, then we're not fulfilling the mission that God has called us to. We can have the greatest sermons and the greatest singing and have a wonderful worship service. But if we're not going out into the world and sharing the message with the people of our community, with the people of our world, we're not being the church of God. Our goal is to prepare people because Jesus is coming again. I think sometimes that the church with a capital C, that means all of the churches, all of the people who come to worship on Saturday or Sunday, who come together and claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, I think we've gotten a little bit lazy. Because we were told Jesus was coming 2,000 years ago. He's coming back soon. That was the message that Paul wrote in his first letter to the church at Thessalonica. The Lord is coming soon. Prepare yourself. And then in Paul's last letter, Paul says, well, we need to prepare ourselves, but it may be for the long haul because Jesus may not be coming back right away. And so we've gotten, I think, a little bit lazy. We've lost some of the excitement, some of the drive to bring people to Jesus Christ because we think we've got plenty of time. And if there's one thing all of us know about life is if we blink, it's going to go by quickly. I can remember when my son was a year and a half old. He's 33 now. Things have changed. And it seems like it happens so fast. What we need to remember is we don't know when Jesus is coming. But we need to prepare ourselves and the people we know for his coming. If we're not sharing the message, do we really care about people? The church says that we love people. Our goal is to love people and to care about them. If you truly love people, shouldn't we be sharing with them the greatest message that we have to offer? Yes, it's good to care for their physical needs. But the time we spend in this life is but the blinking of an eye. It's not all there is. Because when Jesus comes again, we're going to be with him. And in this passage, he tells us that those who have washed their robes are the ones who are going to be able to go into the kingdom, to go into the city. And by washing his robes, he means to be made clean, to be washed with the blood of the Lamb. Jesus Christ died on the cross that we might have forgiveness from sins. Jesus Christ died for us. Not so that we could be good people, not so that we could help other people, but so that we could join him in the kingdom of God for eternity. Yes, then we go out and do for others. We do for others because we want them to see the love of God. We want them to understand what we've come to understand, and that's that Jesus Christ loves us. Not because we're perfect, not even because we're good, but because he's forgiven us. Once we come to understand that the only way into the New Jerusalem that's talked about in chapters 21 and 22 in Revelation is through Jesus Christ, that's the only way to be able to get to heaven. Jesus says here, I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet. Omega is the last. There is nothing you can say, nothing you can do that are not taken care of by all the letters of the alphabet. That's what Jesus is saying. Everything in our life depends on God. Everything. Once we come to understand that, and know that God has given us everything that we have, provided us with all that we need. And yes, sometimes even the difficult times, because the difficult times are what help us to grow and be strengthened. I was just talking to somebody recently about going through difficult times, and difficult times are never fun. I grew up playing sports, and so I lifted weights. I didn't like lifting weights, and it hurt. It hurt a lot sometimes. But I learned that when we go through the difficulty, and when I worked my muscles so that they were exhausted, I got stronger. God doesn't allow things to come into your life to punish you. He allows things to come into our lives to make us stronger. And I truly believe that. And I've been through some very difficult things in my life. I lost my mom when I was 17. I look back on it now and think it is probably one of the greatest things that happened for my ministry. For me, not so much. But for my ministry, it's been a wonderful thing. to be able to sit with people and understand what they are feeling and what they're going through. God allows us to go through those things in our lives that we can be in ministry for Him, whatever it is. In the church, we go through difficult times. The church doesn't always have such wonderful pastors as you have now. You may have such humble pastors as you have now, but churches grow at times. There are times when churches don't grow. It doesn't have anything to do with whether you have a good pastor, a good Sunday school teachers, a good service. It's the way things go. Does anybody remember after 9/11? After those, the churches were full. What did we do? We didn't do anything. We were just here. Sometimes that's the way it works. But God is always at work, whether we have huge amounts of people or whether we have small amounts of people, because God is not dependent on how many people we have coming. But He also wants as many people as we can get to come to hear the message, and that's our job. Jesus is the beginning of what we believe. His death on the cross is what the church is all about. But He's also the end of what we believe. Someday, He will come again, and we will go to be with Him. And it will be glorious. I just want to end with one story. And this is a story that comes out of Jersey Shore. Wise's in Jersey Shore, when Sharon used to work there. There was a guy who worked there who, let's just call him a character. And he would go out on the loading dock behind the store and start jumping into the air until somebody asked him, "John, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm having rapture practice. Because if Jesus comes, I want to be one of the first." And it was a way to witness to people. They asked, he was free to tell them. We need to share the message, to share the joy of what we look forward to as Christians. This life is not all that we have, because Jesus is coming again. Amen.